Rabbi Moshe Lieberman.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to discuss today a fascinating discussion, which is one sif in Shulchan Aruch. Loads and loads of Achronim have a discussion about this, and it's negated to so many different things. I'm going to start with a story. I'm going to tweak the story a little bit from the way it happened originally to make it fit our sugya a little bit better. My sister, there was a shul. You wanted to buy a treyasa for Haftarah. A treyasa with a klaf written, Kihidura. And they found a slave in Eretz Yisrael who had written a treyasa, and they asked to see pictures of it, and they showed it to the necessary mumchim, and they agreed on a price, for argument's sake, let's say £1,000. And they said, can we buy it? He said, sure, no problem. The shul sent him £1,000. And he said, I'll send you your treyasa. The next day, the gavel of the shul gets a phone call from this sofer. He says, I'm very sorry to tell you, but the office where I work and where I keep my stuff, unfortunately, there was a fire there last night. And unfortunately, your treyasa got burnt. I'm very sorry. So the gavel of the shul says back to the sofer, I'm very sorry to hear that your treyasa got burnt. So the question we have to discuss is, who's responsible? Who suffered the loss? Whose rishus was the treyasa in when it got burnt? Now we know. Again?
The payment gone?
Yes, the payment had gone through, yes. Right, so it's like this. So mina Torah, even by metaltalin, even by things which aren't karkan avodim, kesef is koina. Kinin kesef, we've all heard of kinin kesef. Now by metaltalin, the Gemara of Metzia says that it's a special gezeira, Chazal said that we don't want kesef to be koina. Why? What's going to happen? Let's say I buy a bike from my friend, and I'm paying £50 for the bike, and then there's going to be some sort of oinus, let's say a fire breaks out, and if it was his own bike, he'll go the extra mile to save something from the fire. If it's yenus, oinus and potam, only a shame on the bike. So therefore, Chazal said that kesef should not be koina. Rather, it should still stay in the possession of the seller until the koina, until the buyer does either meshicha or akbar, then the seller would only be considered a shomer on the item which was sold, and he would not be considered just a shomer, he would be considered the owner. So therefore, that in the event of an oinus, like a fire or the similar, he would go and make the extra, go the extra mile to save it from a case of oinus. This is the Gemara called. Gemara says it's nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. That to avoid the chashash of the moicha saying that your wheat, which you burnt from me, got burnt in my attic. So therefore, because of the chashash of nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, he said kesef ein mikoina. As a result of this treyasa min hatoira, before Chazal came along, then it would have belonged to the shul already because they paid for it. But now that Chazal said that kesef ein doesn't koina, then it still belongs to the sofer, and he was only a shomer on the money. And mele, the sofer would have to suffer the loss.
They picked it up, the shul, not lifted it up.
The sofer was in Eretz Yisrael. He was going to have to send it to them. They hadn't touched it at all. Right, but there's a few exceptions to this rule that Mois Ein Kain is by Metalfin. What's the tumta? What's it? Sisi tumta? The child kesef can be stolen. So the Mishnah in Chulin says that there's 4 days a year that somebody who buys a little bit of meat can force the mecha to sell. In the olden days, the butcher used to buy a cow, and the people used to come and say, yes, I'd like to buy 1 kilo of meat, I'd like to buy 2 kilos of meat, until he had enough to use up the whole cow. Then he used to take it to the sheikha and get it shechted. There's 4 days a year that the lekeach can turn around, the buyer can go to the butcher and say, please can you shecht your cow, and force him to shecht his cow, even though he's not yet sold the whole cow. What are those 4 days a year? Erev Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Second Day Sukkos, Erev Pesach, and Erev Shavuos. So fret the Gemara. I understand that if you buy it, then you can force the butcher to shecht. But how did he do a kinyan? He only paid. The answer is the Gemara. You're right that usually money is not koina. But in this case, In this case, Kesef is Kohen, because Chazal said we're going to leave it on the Din Torah. We're not going to get involved in this case. Now, there's Machlokes Rishonim as to why Chazal decided to not say Mois in Kohen in this case. The shit of the tour is that it's a conner for the Tzibur. If Chazal would have said that Mois Ein Kohenus, then there'll be people who Chas V'Shalom wouldn't have Mikvilat Yom Tov, and that's terrible. We can't have that happening. So therefore, they said Mois is Kohenah, and thereby every buyer would be able to force the butcher to shech the cow, even if the butcher hasn't yet sold the whole cow. Anyone following me? Anyone with me? The Maril, on the other hand, learns differently. He says it's not a reason that Kesef is Kohenah because of a takana for the Tzibur. The reason why here Kesef is Kohen is because it's a mitzvah. Now, any time you come to do a mitzvah, we don't want anyone to be able to change their mind. We want it to be done. We want this to happen. And we're going to say, even before the Mashiach, Kesef is Kohen. When it comes to mitzvahs, we want it the quickest way possible, that nobody should be, nothing should get in the way of you doing the mitzvah, nobody should be able to be chayzer, so Kesef is Kohen. Based upon this machlokes on the Tur and the Maril, the Shulchan Aruch in Cheshem Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of the Tur and says on these 4 days a year, Kesef is Koina to buy meat on the cow. Kedei, in order that everybody should have meat for Yom Tov. And the Ramah brings Yesh Oimrem, who's the Maril, that not only meat for Yom Tov, also if you're going to buy wine for Kiddush, or wine for Avdala, or other mitzvahs, Kesef will be Koina. So now if we discuss our case, according to the Tur, there's no special takana of the Tzibur. So therefore Mois is not Koina, and therefore we need to do Mashiachah. And therefore the Hefzad, the loss, would be to the Sofer. Mashiachin, according to the Maril, who holds that by Mokin Mitzvah, Kesef would be Koina. So this is a mitzvah, to buy after it's definitely a mitzvah. And so therefore it already belongs to the Shul. And if it belongs to the Shul, then unfortunately there, Kriyasa got burned, and not the safest. So the Chayre, if the Shul would take the Sofer to Bezin and say, please give us our money back, he could say, I hold like the Maril, and Kesef is Kohen.
Sorry, where did it get burned?
It got burned in the Moicha's office.
In the Sofer's
office? Yeah, the Sofer, the Moicha, correct.
Even though it's by him, yeah. Because I paid for it, I'm Kohen.
By mitzvah, yeah. Kesef is Kohen. The way it is, I didn't tell you. Now what we're going to try to do today is going to try to see that this Maril, which says that Kesef is Kohen, Mokhe Mitzvah, that Kohenim take it and make it smaller and smaller and smaller, and they say Maril's not talking about this case, Maril's not talking about that case, he's not talking about this case, and thereby we'll see that you can't use the Maril in every case. The first problem that is with the Maril is brought up by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Samach Ches is discussing a Mishnah in Hilchos Erevin. The Mishnah says that if somebody wants to make an Erev Chatzeis, be able to carry from one person's house to another, you need to be shutzim in some food. So the Mishnah says that if somebody goes to the shopkeeper and says, please can I buy a kikar, a loaf of bread, and be koiner on behalf of all the people who I want to carry with. So the Mishnah, you're not koiner because Mois ain't in koiners. Fret the Magen Avraham. Bishleim, according to the Torah holds that Kesef is not koiner, except for that special case where we need people to have meat for Yom Tov. And here also, Kesef is not koiner, and that's why the Mishnah says that Erev would not work in this case. But according to the Maril, who holds that for every mitzvah Kesef is koiner, Erev is definitely a mitzvah. So why is Kesef not koiner? And the Magen Avraham says, Tzorichi. The Magen Avraham doesn't know the answer to this question. Now, the Achronim all come along and give various different tirutzim to the Magen Avraham, and each of them is another limitation to the Maril, as we shall see. So the Primer Gadol, Machzeh Shekel, Eli Rabba, Tosfos Shabbos, and a few other Achronim, they answer the Magen Avraham's question as follows. That Be'etzem, according to the Maril, every single mitzvah Kesef is Koina. The reason why by Eruv Kesef would not be Koina, because Eruv is not really a mitzvah. What's the Eruv Chatzeres? You want to carry from your house to your neighbor's house. Unfortunately, you can't carry on Shabbos when there's no Eruv, because it's an Aveira. You want to be able to carry without having Aveira, and the way to do it is with a Erev. So the Machzor Shechem calls it lehatzil mitzah tiltul, to save you from a mitzah. It's not a positive mitzah. Mashenke, in every other case, wine for Kiddush, wine for Havdalah, meat for Yom Tov, that's a positive mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal, therefore that's when the Maril would be say that Kesef is Kohen, but not when it's just to be matter or something.
Why, I think, by the clap as well, right? It's also, it's only Hidr mitzvah, isn't it?
Okay, correct, correct. But it's a positive. You're right, it's a positive. It's not just to save you from being Oiv and Issa. It's actually doing something a mile.
Hidr, not a nice bit.
Correct. Correct. The Mishpat Sholem of the Marsham, he says a different answer to the Magen Avraham's question. He says that the Maril was making a Mokka Mitzvah, depends what Mitzvah. A Hidda Mitzvah? No, that doesn't count for the Maril. A Mitzvah Drabonim also doesn't count for the Maril. The only Mitzvah that counts is a Mitzvah Deraisa. Or at least a mitzvah which is based on a deraisa. But a regular mitzvah drabonon and kol shekein a hidda mitzvah, Maril wouldn't be makel to say that kesef is kain. So therefore comes along the Masham and he says that this. The Maril was talking about wine for Kiddush. Is it deraisa to have wine for Kiddush? It's a machlokes. Like most things. But Kiddush is definitely deraisa. Kiddush is deraisa. So it's ikre deraisa. Because the basis of the mitzvah is deraisa, so even the wine for the mitzvah, the maril would be makel on. If it wouldn't be a deraisa, or even ikre deraisa, the maril wouldn't be makel. So it comes from the Marsham and he says like this. Question. Can you buy esrog with kidney kesef according to the maril? Is esrog a mitzvah? Ikre deraisa? At least, yes, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Again? But each one by itself is a mitzvah. So it comes on Maril and says, Esrog for Sukkah, so Kohen Kini Kesef, says the Mishpat Sholem, the Masham, it depends. What does it depend on? So it depends what day Sukkah is. If Sukkah is on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you can become a mitzvah deraisa with the Esrog, Kesef is Kohen. But if Thursday Sukkah is on a Shabbos, so we don't shake Lulav and Esrog on Thursday, Sukkah is only on the rest of the days, it's only Rabbanon. So Kesef would not be Koina. Yes. If I say that on the day which you're doing it, there's no element of deraisa. Only yesterday there was deraisa. That's the chiddush of the Marsham. That even though Ikri deraisa, Kesef is Koina, second day Sukkot is not called Ikri deraisa. And I'll add to your kasha. We're also very likely to do kinonim on second day Sukkot because of maybe it's Yini Lachem, because maybe it's Thursday. But I say that's a. Is there a drabonon to behave as if it's deraisa? It's not really ikri deraisa. Kind of deraisa. Based on what we've heard till now, is a half player kesef koina? Well, according to the first answer of the Tosfos Shabbos Machzor Shekel, it's not just a negative, it's a kesef would be koina. According to the Marsham, the buying half player is a hidden mitzvah or a good thing to do, or even call it a real mitzvah. It's for sure not deraisa. So the Kesef would not be Koina according to the Masham. Now there's a Chasam Sofer on the page over here. The Chasam Sofer says that meat for the Purim Suda is also a mitzvah, and Kesef can also be Koina according to the Maril. Now, the Pashtus says, okay? The Pashtus says, Purim, is Purim a Yom Tov Deraisa or Yom Tov Drabonon? Right? And meat is koin, and the Chasam Sofer says that meat for Purim is koin. So vice versa, if you didn't hold like the Marsham to be mechalik between deraisa or ikri deraisa, or rather you held like the Tosfos Shabbos, that depends if it's something positive or something negative. However, again, Simchas Purim is deraisa. So it comes along the Chasam Sofer in Shuvah. I don't know if anyone here does a Raisa, but I think this was yesterday's Gemara in a Raisa in Megillah, Yudalad Amadalad. The Gemara says that the Nevi'im came and added on one mitzvah to the mitzvahs of the Torah, and that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Purim. Why? Because it's a Kal V'Chomer. If we have Halil, when we came out of Mitzrayim, which was just a Shibud L'Geula, we were Avodim, and then we came free. If we were meant to die with the Gezeres of Haman Achashverosh and we got saved, it's a Kal V'Chomer. So it comes along with the Chasam Sofer and he says, we're from this Gemara. The Kal V'Chomer is the Raisa. that Purim is Dereisa. So what does that mean, having from Dereisa? So the Chasam Sofer, that any day which is to commemorate Yidden getting saved, Mimoves Lechayim, that we were nigzar to be killed and we were saved, a day to commemorate the Hatzolah, Avada is the day is a Dereisa. It's a mitzvah and a Torah to commemorate the day. How you commemorate, what you commemorate, what you do, whether you light Chanukah menorah, whether you give Shlachmanos, whether you have a Purim Seder or Leih Megillah, that's Rabbana. But the actual Mahus of the day, that's the Dereisa. That's what the Chasam Sofer says in Shulchan. According to this, the Chasam Sofer on the page that says meat for the Purim Seder, the Ketef is Tveina, is not a riot. He doesn't hold that in Marsham. Maybe he holds that only because Purim is a day which is in essence Dereisa. That's why you can buy meat for the Purim Seder with Ketef.
Even though eating meat is not a Dereisa.
Correct. And on Yom Tov, to eat meat is a Dereisa. The mitzvah of Simcha is Dereisa. So here, the mitzvah of commemoration, to commemorate is a Dereisa. It's a greater chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, but the Chasam Sofer on the page definitely holds the Chasam Sofer in Shuva. So therefore, we don't have a ride from the Chasam Sofer. The Chelkas Yoel had a sefer called the Kavod Kushyaisa. Kavod Kushyaisa, Kuf Beis Aleph, is Gematria 103. This is 103 of the Chelkas Yoel's most shverest kashas on Kol HaTorah Kula. His biggest 103 problems he compiled into a sefer called Kavod Kushyaisa. Question number 61 in his sefer is on our Maril. Well, Kesef is kena by Mokim Mitzvah, he asks a kasha from Rashi, I think it was from Chayrus, and he brings the Mokim Avram's kasha by Erevin. And unlike the rest of the kashas in the book, in the sefer, I don't know about all of them, but definitely the majority of them, this one, the Chelkas Yoel gives an answer. The answer to the Mokim Avram's kasha. The Mokim Avram's kasha was the Maril holds the Kesef is kena Mokim Mitzvah, but by Erevin we saw that the Kesef is not kena. I don't understand. The Maril wanted to help people do mitzvahs and wanted Kesef to be Kaina and that nobody should be able to be Chayza. Why is Kesef not Kaina in normal cases? Shema Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. So we don't want the Lekech to lose out if his stuff gets burned in the Moichah's house. So somebody's going to do a mitzvah, we're going to go put him at risk? How does that work? It's not fair. It's not right. Why would Chazal do such a thing? So it comes along the Chelkas Yoel and he says, when it comes to buying the Talsina, where the Chashash Nisul Chitecha Ba'aliyah, even in a circumstance, even in a case where there's no actual Chashash that anything would get burnt, for example, it's not in the Moichah's house at all, it's in someone else, the Shoim is looking after it, and that makes no difference if it belongs to the Moichah or belongs to the Lekech. Or if there's Shutfim in it, I own some of it, you own some of it, so if there's a fire, he's going to go to save his part and thereby save his friend's part as well. So do we say that Kesef is Kohen in such a case? The answer is no. We say loy plug. When Chazal made the takana that Kesef is not koina, they didn't look in everyone's individual circumstances. They said a blanket rule, Kesef is not koina. So come along to the Chelkas Yoel and he says, that what Maril said that b'mokim mitzvah Kesef is koina, the Maril never dreamt that it should be koina b'mokim mitzvah where this cheshash that it's going to get burnt. The only time the Maril said that Kesef is koina b'mokim mitzvah is in a case where it would only have not been koina due to the loy plug. That we don't want to differentiate between different cases. So only in such a case would Kesef be kain of Mokim Mitzvah. But if there was a real chashash of Nisfu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, then Kesef would for sure not be kain, even according to the Maril. So therefore, said the Chelkas Yoel, by the case of Erevin, you went to the butcher, to the baker, apologies, and he said, please can I buy a loaf of bread for Erev? Now that loaf of bread is something specific, and then it can... There's a chashash of Nisrafu Kitecha Ba'aliyah, so for sure Kesef is not Kaina. So the Mokim Avram's got no cash on the Maril. The Maril would agree in that case Kesef is not Kaina, because it's something specific. What case did Maril say that Kesef is Kaina? That was the case of the Mishnah in Chulim. What was the case? That the person came to buy a little bit of meat for Yom Tov, and the butcher owned the rest of the cow. Now what happens if there's a fire? Is the butcher going to come to save it? Of course he will, because he wants to save the other 98% of the cow. So only on such a case Kesef is Kaina. Therefore, if you want to buy an Eshuk for Sukkos with Kinyan Kesef, says the Chelkas Yoel, it will depend. If you say to the Moicha, I'd like to buy this Eshuk for Kinyan with Kesef, it wouldn't work. If you say, I'd like to buy 8 Eshuk, then it would work. Because then even if all the Eshuk got burnt, the Moicha would still have to provide you with the Eshuk and it wouldn't be a loss to the Lekech. So only in such a case, Kesef would be clean. Back to our case of the Trei Asa. can the Moicha, the Sefer, rely on the Maril and say that Kesef was Koinus already belongs to you? Of course not. There's a huge chashash of Shem and Nisrach Balea. Hooray, that's what happened. That's the case. So the Maril, you don't have any Maril to lean on over here. That's the third head. So what the says the Chazal one knick, that the Maril says that Kesef is koina for yain for kiddush and for avdala, it's not when you buy a bottle of wine from the shelf, because then you have the chashash that so it's going to have an oinus and it's going to moicha liliket and end up losing. It's talking about that the moicha has a barrel of wine. You want to buy a cup of wine for kiddush, and so therefore, which is the only reason why Kesef would not be koina is because of the like plug, and that's why the Maril said Bemakom Mitzvah would work. Some Achronim answer the Mogen Avraham's Kasha this way. They say the only time the Maril said that Kesef is Koinah Mokeh Mitzvah isn't for every single mitzvah. It's only for things where you can't, or it's not easy to do Mashicha or Akbar. If you come to the butcher and you say, I bought 500 grams of mincemeat, please can I take your whole cow to do Mashicha? So it's like, where are you going? Oh, I can't do Mashicha Rosh Hashanah Moicha, I have to go to Simto or Chatzah Shel Shneim. And be able to do Mashiach, he's not gonna let you walk off with his cow. It's gonna be very complicated. And the same case to the case of wine, that in the barrel, the Moicha is not gonna let you take the whole barrel because he owns the majority of it. He's not gonna let you walk off with it. So therefore, Chazal said that we're going to say that Kesef can be Koina according to the Maril, because you can't. It's not easy to do Mashiach, but in a case where in a regular case where you just come to buy a normal item, even for Mokka Mitzvah, Kesef would not be Koinah for the Maril. You can't buy an Esra for Sukkos. You can do Hagbah, you can do other Kinyanim. So Chazal wouldn't say Kesef would be Koinah. According to that, in our case, wouldn't be Koinah, correct. You can do other Kinyanim, Mashiach. Now, even if you're in Manchester and the Trioses in Eretz Yisrael, that's a logistical issue. But it's not something which the Moicha would be makbid on. So therefore the Maril would never be makel in such a case. Another limitation in Achronim to the words of the Maril. Maybe the Maril only said his halacha when it was nicker. Sorry, not. The other Achronim say like this. They also come to answer the Chelkas Yoyes Kasha. What we don't care about it getting burnt in the Shus Lekech. So they say like this. The only time the Maril was Mekel was the Kinyan Kesef. Was mamish somach just before you're actually going to take the item. Wine on Erev Shabbos, so you need wine for Kiddush. In a short amount of time, we're not concerned that maybe a fire is going to break out and the wine is going to get burned. Or the case of the Mishnah Bosov on Erev Yom Tov. But we're not choshish for a fire that to burn a cow between Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov. But in a case where if you're buying an Esrog 3 days beforehand, or 2 days beforehand, the Maril will never be Mekel. Only when you're buying an Esrog on Erev Yom Tov would the Maril be Mekel. According to this Teretz, our case, it's not somach to you taking it. You can take it whenever. So therefore, the Maril will not be Mekel in this case. Now, I'm going to bring another Teretz, another limitation to the words of the Maril. And so the Maril was only talking about in a case where it will be nikkur to everybody that you're doing it for a mitzvah. For example, wine on an Erev Shabbos, or meat for Yom Tov. But if I'm buying bread, and punkt I know it's for an Erev, then that's not nikkur to everybody. Mele Kesef would not be Koina, even if it's the Maril. Only in case of where it's nikkur to the Moichan to Lekech, either by what you're buying, or from when you're buying it, that's when Kesef would be Koina. But not
even a week before, Koina.
Correct. And also a Treyasa.
He's instructed by him to do the right treyasa for him.
No, we're talking about a case that was already written. If it was a case of an instructor, then it's a whole different ballgame. Maybe it never belonged to the sefer at all. He was just a paid worker. So let's quickly summarize what we have today. We have the moicha, who's the sefer, and the lekeach, the shul. They each are tainering that when it got burnt, it belonged to the other party. So the moicha tainers that usually kesef is not koina. So it would belong to me. But in this case, Kesef is Koina. Sorry, did I say that wrong? Usually Kesef is not Koina, so therefore it would belong to me or be my loss. But seeing as this is a mitzvah, so kesef is koinus, it belongs to the shul, so it's your loss. Now you want to rely on the maril. Do you have the maril? So according to the Tosfos Shabbos and the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's a mitzvah. It's not just a sefer issa. So lechayu, you do have the maril. That's on one. On the other hand, you have the Marsham, who says only a mitzvah deraisa or ikri deraisa. Have Torah from a treyasa is definitely not that. So you don't have the maril according to the Mishnah Shalom. According to the Chalkas Yoyah, the Kavad Kushyaisa. Do you have the maril in this case? Absolutely not. So the maril wouldn't be making in such a case. According to the Shittas, that is only if it's very somuch to the time you're going to take it. You don't have that here because it was not immediately prior to the Mashiach. According to the Shittas of that it needs to be nikah, this case is nikah. So if you make the maths, the maril, which was a machlekas 50-50, we can call it, the Rebbeinu says kimli, so 50-50, then he's losing points because this maril is severely limited and it's very questionable whether it would stand in Beis Din. Thank you very much.